After then, of course, seeking laws, thermodynamics become the standard, okay, principle in physics. Then later, probably Boltzmann, okay, Boltzmann in 1872 into the entropy into his kinetic theorem. He found for the Boltzmann equation there's entropy, convex entropy for that. Then later he also introduced entropy into the statistical mechanics. Okay. Then come to last century, probably I think in 50s, Shannon along the 1948, he into the notion of entropy into the information theorem, coding and the communication. Then Kolmogorov. To the probability dynamic system and various things. Okay, so since then, for partial differential equation, the various notions and uses of entropy has advanced, you know, our really understanding of various problem partial differential equation. So in this talk. Okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. So in this talk, I basically give you try and show you how the idea of entropy, you know, slow the entropy dissipation can be used to solve basically two classes of nonlinear partial differential equation. The first one for hyperbolic system of conservation law, the second the degenerate parabolic and the hyperbolic equation. Okay, so let me start first with the hyperbolic conservation law, which takes the following form. F u equal to zero. So here the u belong to Rn, x in Rd. So if now it's a nonlinear mapping from Rm here, basically to Rm d, okay, this is nonlinear. Okay. So this is basically the system. Consists of M conservation laws, okay, a nonlinear system for that. The typical example for such a system, of course, we know the Euler equation for compressible flow, okay. Which consists of conservation mass, momentum, and energy, basically. Okay. So you can reformulate in this form. Now, the hyperbolicity for this system will mean the following. Well, hyperbolicity basically, well, for any cosine belong to is the unit vector in d minus 1. Now, this one you can relate it, okay, as the following. K d basically with dx k. F K U. Okay, you can write down that. Then you can, well, for any cosine here, then we, this M by M matrices, gradient F K U. Okay, so this is M by M matrices. Okay, for each fixed U and cosine. This matrices has m linear eigenvalues and m linear independent eigenvectors. Okay. What's that? Then such thing we call the hyperbolic system of conservation law. So idea basically linear idea, right? You just linearize this one, then you compute the matrices, you have M linear this matrix has eigenvalues, real eigenvalues, and linear independent eigenvectors. So most of the simplest equation called, well, Burger, invisible Burger equation, probably you know that. U squared divided 2 equal to 0. Okay. Now for small solution, this you can relate it as following this kind of U, dx U. Okay. This is, of course, you linearize this one, then becomes a linear transport equation, right? For that. Now for this equation, well, you basically you can write it down a dynamic system. Okay, dx dt. What I mean along the line is curve dx dt equal to U. Then du dt is equal to 0, this equation gives us. Okay? So what this means following, you start from x here, t here. Okay, I pick every point here, x1. Suppose we have initial data, x1 here. Then along this curve, u should be constant. You pick this data. Then since u constant, then this will be, actually this curve will be a straight line. So basically, in following along this line, u should be equal to u0 x1, then x should be equal to x1 plus u0 x1 t, okay? Now, if I pick another point here, x2 here, then we have initial data u0 x2. Now suppose initial data u0 x1 bigger than u0 x2, then what do you find? Because this slope here, then you find another straight line here will be u equal to u0 x2, then x will be equal x2 plus u0 x2 t. Yeah? So now what do you find? Along this line, solution should be take this value. Along this line, solution should be take this value. Then what happened about this point here will be multi-value, right? Okay? So, but this phenomenon basically in fluid dynamics, this really is the compressibility, okay? Compressibility phenomenon. Like you observe on shallow water and on beach, right? The compressed, the velocity here fast than here, okay? The compressed. So, physically, of course, although this is not a value, but you should still continue, start from here, should there be shock wave here, commercial. Okay, so then after that, solution will be discontinuous because you jump from this point here to that. We'll discuss. Okay. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, no, you don't have to distinguish anything. Yeah, you don't need to distinguish.
So they should each have their
complete, yeah. Right.
Is there some degeneracy, non-degeneracy? Do you want lambda u to depend on u,
non-trivially, or you don't even ask that? Yeah, no, at this point, I don't ask. Yeah, could it be, like umbrella point, you know, degeneracy, you mean, non should have, but Then, yeah, this is actually a generic phenomenon if you're talking about multi-dimension case. Okay. I haven't done. Yeah, I will give an example actually one dimension. Even yes, you're right. Right. Yeah. It's right. Yeah, I remember you looked at some paper about this some generation of singularity, right? Of some 80s, right? A lot of 80s, yes. Okay. Now, so at the most solution, for example, here, well, we cannot expect solution for smooth solution. Then at the most, of course, we're looking for what solution definitely not in C1, right? Even not a subrelative space. So one possibility you think about belong to BV, right? For that. Well, this is the case for, this is related with. Yeah, if the straight hyperbolic, one dimension case, okay, for D dimension, one dimension, M equal to, well, for system, okay. Now, if straight hyperbolic, this is related with the point here, one dimension of cosine just one, so
if you should have a body. So there are beautiful theorem about Jim Green here. He proved following. Initially small, total variation small. Then you can find a global BV solution, okay? You find a global solution. But solution also BV, but something small here, okay? So this is the case, especially created a progress about study L1 city framework. If data BV is small, then you can find looking stable in L1 norm, okay? So Biaccini and Zhang. Well, nature idea, of course, you add this approximation for the UX. Here. So you integrate. But epsilon goes to zero, what about this one? This is called entropy dissipation. Okay? If a fixed epsilon, we know this is precise this formula. Now, as epsilon goes to zero, well, we somehow lost information, so we introduce solution as this form. Okay? So, basically, roughly speaking, from Kakadu moving here, the shock wave, some information from initial data lost when you into shock wave, okay? Shock will absorb entropy dissipation, okay, more or less. Epsilon is the jump UX, you know, the. This is a bit related with entropy dissipation. So I would like to talk about for that. Okay, now. Now, the question. We want to study, in general, we want to study the solution for this conservation. Now, actually, in general, solution actually in BV, okay? Let me give a very simple example. The rho plus dx, rho v equal to 0, and dt rho v plus dx rho v square equal to 0. Okay? This is a specialist Euler equation. You have the pressure here. You put the pressure. Now, this is a basic transport equation, both two transport equation, but this is still have vortex fields. Okay? To argue, actually, this multiplicity. Okay? Very simple. You construct a solution, very simple solution. We call it, you start from a for t. Yep, yep. Suppose now VL bigger than VR. Okay, VR is bigger than velocity here. Then you can find a solution on line, this A. And find low basic. Plus low L as x less than sigma t, x bigger than sigma t. So this is a check. On this line, density is, is delta mesh concentrated this line. Then we can prove following. If omega of kappa belong to E, if belong to extension D, then you can prove there exist normal trees defined on boundary of this Lipschitz boundary. Actually, this is the induced space of leap gamma omega, induced space, okay? I should say d omega. The gamma bigger than 1, okay? So this space is just generalization of Lipschitz space, you know? If the, this is not just boundary, okay, just a manifold, sub-manifold. If this open set, this consists with C1 alpha space, okay, the same thing. Oh, I show you. Well, this is what means actually gamma bigger than this one. If this is the open set, okay, then this is really C gamma, okay. Okay, now this is generalization of C gamma. C gamma define a domain, okay, but this define only a submanifold. So this you can, this space, advantage of this space, this you can find in Stein book, okay, the harmonic analysis book, okay. You can introduce that. Advantage of that, any function in this space defined on a closed set here, you can find a global extension, okay? But extension function still in the same space, but put the whole space, this is replaced by Ra, okay? This is the advantage for that. Okay. So this is dual space anyway. So what I write down here, then such that this is satisfied following test function, the omega will be diverging if phi plus if gradient phi. This are omega and omega for any function belong to leap gamma omega. Okay, you can really have integration by parts. Listen. The truth means the truth measure, delta measure here. There's delta measure for that, yeah. It put the angle, you know, measure minus delta measure. Yeah, there's a delta something. Yeah. Okay, now the second, if a little bit bad, okay, belong to P, D. Now P bigger than 1, less than, P bigger than 1. Then you can prove actually this is a choice on the boundary belong to dual space or continuous function space intersect with subleaf 1 minus 1 over P, P, the omega dual space. Okay? So it can be a little bit. Now, if P, if belong to infinity, then actually this tree is a function, okay? You can prove this tree is actually a function and the L infinity function on the boundary with the Hausdorff measure in minus 1, okay? You can prove that. So in some way, really somehow we can generalize the Gauss-Kolling formula in very general setting. For this way. Now, this, of course, this formula will say, okay, so you find existence, what is that? You know, in the application, you need to compute trees, right? How to compute trees. So we found a way to compute trees. Basically, we can prove following formula. You want to give a Lipschitz boundary, you want to find trees. Ideally, you will use Lipschitz deformation here. Everyone, you can do the Lipschitz deformation. So This will be omega tau, the omega tau, right? Inside I call omega tau. Then boundary, the boundary, the omega tau, you basically by Lipschitz deformation, tau, a convolute the omega, okay? You start from this one, you buy this Lipschitz deformation from here to here, each one. Okay, you buy tau, for example, you put bigger than one, less than, bigger than one, yeah, okay. Then Lipschitz deformation, for example, you make this zero equal identity, right? So tau equal zero corresponds to this boundary, tau equal between them some boundary corresponds. So this deformation can easily exist, those deformations, okay, no problem for that. Now, how to compute the trees here, okay? So basically, we have following formula to compute it. Right down here. Basically, now for general case, suppose you're giving any test function on this boundary, Lipschitz gamma, the omega, then you want to compute the trees along the boundary. Well, basically, you lay this one, we can take a limit, tau goes to zero, 1 over tau, integrate cosine, the omega, zero tau, this Lipschitz deformation, basically this part corresponds to this whole part, okay? You compute this concept, then let the tau goes to zero, this looks to boundary, right? So then you put this test function extension here, gradient H, if. So this is really, this form, this is Whitney extension. Okay. Now this is the level set function of this each boundary. Okay. So you're giving boundary in here, then Whitney proves that if any function in this space, you can find the extension, okay? Globally, belong to leap gamma omega whole space, okay? So this is a function started from there, you can find extension. But this is a level set function for deformation, okay? So you precise, you can compute it, then you take a limit, you actually can compute the trees, okay? Use this formula, some neighborhood information for that. Okay, so this is the information for which one? Oh, this is a good question, yeah. Actually, limit you prove, yeah, you plug in, eventually prove limit unique, okay? This is a good question. Yeah. Of course, here, from here, you see, it looks like this depends, yeah, deformation, right? You give one deformation, you can define one, right? But you can prove this limit is unique, okay? So then we'll define for that. Now, what I did here is for this Lipschitz deformation, this is for Lipschitz boundary. So next question, of course, you will say, okay, what about the sets of finite limit? Okay? You know, you this divergent define your integration by part, whether you can do it or not. Well, listen, the way prove this with the Taurus, okay, this is, we just prove that for, yeah, p equal infinity, we can do it, okay? You can do integration by part, can define trees, and can do it, okay? So still, we're still working on, you know, continue working on that, you know, whether we can do, you know, this sets over sets finite principle, you can do it or not. So anyway, my main point is here, you know, entropy dissipation very important because so far we just use very minimal information about entropy dissipation. What do we use? Just sign, okay? You sign, then we can get those, you know, information. You can do those operations. So it's very important because just use the sign there. Now, the next example, I try and show you, well, if we try and get a little bit more information about entropy dissipation, then we really get a lot of benefit. Okay, so this next example I try and show you for that. Okay. Now I just concentrate on this degenerate parabolic hyperbolic equation. I put diverging, for example, if u, this is only one equation now, okay? I put then diverging, this matrices AU, du, okay? So it's u now in only one equation, but d, of course, x belong to RD. So diverging d is with respect to x, creating with respect to x for that. So here, for example, f is the Lipschitz function from R to Lip local, okay, from R to RD, the x vector here. Now, A is non-negative matrices and a symmetric, okay? This is a symmetric. So A, of course, we can write down two matrices, sigma u and sigma u, okay, for that. Now, the point here is we don't know where A, this matrix degenerate, okay, just general. The question whether, for example, how to get prove existence, exists easier, okay? The problem, how to prove stability for that, for this kind of problem, okay? Now, the first step, of course, is very easy. The same idea. I multiply entropy both sides, right? So you multiply eta both sides, eta prime both sides. I put right down here. Then what do you find? You can rewrite this as diverging, then Q, the same Q I wrote, then minus A U d phi eta. Well, then less than minus eta double prime u du transposal and au du. Okay? The similar, you put epsilon, then take a limit, you can get that. Okay? More or less. Roughly. Okay? So, idea of course, you, this is not entropy disappearing. You close that, you're less than equal to zero. Then, what do you tell? This tells us this entropy. This vector field eta and this vector field diverging major vector field. Then you can do the same idea, you can do integration by parts. Then actually there's several people use that idea to get you know, get some information about solution. Okay. So next I just want to give you some another example. How to try to use some information about entropy dissipation actually get a much nicer result. Okay, very easily. Basically I just use Okay, so this is repeated what I said just a few minutes ago. Yeah, so this is the idea. Basically, you use this one and measure, then you can do integration by parts. So idea basically, this is a macroscopic approach, right? You just integrate by. So now, I'm trying to explain to you next example. Trying to use, you know, how to use this information about this entropy dissipation. So I use the idea from kinetic formulation, which formulated for hyperbolic case, actually 20 years ago by Yang Bellini, Putnam Tedeman, Lyons Putnam Tedeman, and Diga Miyawaka. So let me show you how it works, how to use this entropy dissipation information. Then we can solve some problem. So problem I'm trying to explain is about Cauchy problem, okay? For example, we have this equation. Then you put the initial data in L1, okay? The question whether we can establish L1 well-posedness about this problem in L1. Of course, from macroscopic level, it's some difficulty because if for example, grow faster than, you know, it's like U square, then it does not make sense of a solution L1, right? Okay, so another difficult, of course, this is, you know, this is a coupling between the competition between convection effect and the diffusion effect. Okay? So basically, main idea is if this zero, this becomes hyperbolic, and if this zero, this is really parabolic. So this is related with another competition between singularity and regularity for that. Now the question is from, you know, usually hyperbolic people working hyperbolic approach, parabolic people working parabolic approach, right? So whether we can find a uniform approach works for both sides, okay? So this is the main idea for that. So what I'm trying to claim, we can use entropy dissipation to work for that. So this problem, of course, has a long history. I just mentioned some of them. Of course, for hyperbolic case, started in 1950s, Olenek, Lax, Volper, the Koskov, then L1 by Lyons, Patam, Tedemann. For parabolic case like Brazil, you know, Caffarelli, Freedom, and DiBenedetto. Now, for another case, if A is diagonal, okay, this diffusion matches the diagonal case, we call isotropic case. Actually, DiBenedetto in 1982, he proved that now this diffusion coefficient here, alpha u, u of course jump, right, from, if we have a boy case, you have shock wave, then you jump from interface, if you jump, then you jump. But alpha u always continues, okay, the diffusion. And then, now what about L infinity case? How to prove, for example, stability? This is for L infinity case, uniform bounding case. Then I will write a paper for local L infinity. I mean, you can allow the globe at infinity for isentropic, you can do that. So those ideas basically use a macroscopic approach, okay? The reason why then we have the assumption about the AU should have diagonal for that. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. Then, see, sometimes thinking about, you know, yeah, you're right. The singularity here, that isolated singularity or something. You get a regularity. You start from energy inquiry, you get a regularity estimate for that. Then you use a parabolic, you know, you get a regularity, you get parabolic. Yeah. Yes. Right, right. Yeah, if we assume this is degenerate certain property, you know, some isolated, you know, some way, then you get a some regularity, then it can work out for that. So here I try and point, we don't care, you know, how they degenerate. Okay, just sign bigger than or equal zero. Okay. So this idea, well, we introduced this actually is kinetic approach, okay? Then main point I use, trying to use this entropy dissipation, okay? So here's the kinetic function introduced by this, introduced additional variable cosine here, such that if the cosine between 0 and u, then this take a 1. If the cosine between u and 0 is minus 1, so just in the this jump function, step function, that. Now we say, if solution, this I joined with the pattern, okay, the 2 years ago. Now if we call this solution the kinetic solution, what does this mean is the following. Does this mean following? Well, solution in L1 in space and time and infinity, such that this u, you plug in this indicator, this kinetic function satisfy this equation in the sense of distribution. Okay? Now here is standard for that. Now what about the two measures? We got two measures here. One is this m is basically is all both are non-negative. This m basically measures the level of discontinuity. In, you know, in solution, how many shock waves for that, okay, total amount of that. Now, this N measures the level of parabolicity. How strong the parabolic, this means AU, right? AU, how, you know, the degenerate, you know, how many places degenerate for that. So basically, AU can define the slow A, okay? This N is a measure here, non-negative measure. I define the following form. This you remember this AU, I can write it on sigma here, right? Sigma, tau sigma, this is one column, okay? Then sigma K I call. Then K, then you integrate. This is the cutoff function, because compatible cutoff function. Then integrate with this one, the diverging square, okay? This is integrable, basically. Okay. So this is a, we call it, usually called parabolic measure. This is a for measure for hyperbolicity for that. So this is two conditions. Then other condition, just basically, okay, first, okay, this two measures for for example, we need a global control for that. Then cosine goes to infinity, this will be close to zero after this integration. The second, of course, we need, in order to define this parabolic measure, this should be L2, right? This is required in the equation. So the fourth one will require this kind of this product law for them, chain law, basically. This solution should satisfy these conditions for this beta, okay? Beta, if you still remember, beta is really this one, right? Defined here. Beta is really this one here, okay? So you put a cosine, means it's multiple cosine here. You want to put a chain law for that, okay? So this we define this as if U in this space satisfies this four condition, we call kinetic solution for that. Now, what is the advantage for that? The first, this L1, we can make L1 space as well posed space. Why? Because we introduce an additional cosine variable, all non-related mode to cosine, okay? So this makes sense for L1 everywhere. So well defined. The second, of course, this is ideal, this is related with basically Boltzmann equation, you go limit to Euler, Navier-Stokes, okay? The third one, the mark is, well, if you use L infinity, okay, then you start from this kinetic equation, you multiply eta prime both sides, integrate, then you recover this entropy inequality, I wrote there, okay, in the microscope. Everything's the same, okay? Now, about existence, you can easily to prove that U0 if it belongs to those space, you easy to prove you find a global kinetic solution, satisfy those four conditions. Very easy to prove it. Now, for isotropic case, this chain law condition can be removed. You don't need the chain law. It only reduced to three conditions for kinetic solution. Okay? You don't need the fourth condition. It's easy to prove it, actually. You can do that. Now, the theorem is following. We can, for this kinetic solution, we can prove actual stability. Okay? Now, suppose you give initial data U0, you can find a kinetic solution. Then V0, you find the other kinetic solutions. Then, the first question, of course, this solution whether assume initial data in which sense? We can prove this assume initial data in L1 strong sense. Okay? Because initial data only L1, you remember that. So the second, this solution actually you have a contraction in the property. Okay? Actually, you put any time here, okay, not necessarily initial data you can prove. Really can prove it. Now, nice thing for this result, well, first you can improve the existing result. You remember, we first put the existing result in this space, initial data in this space. Now you can just approximate initial data L infinity, L1 by those functions. Then this for this initial data, we find a global kinetic solution. Then let epsilon goes to zero because this inequality gives you what? Compactness. Okay, you can pass a limit. So eventually you close this well posedness for, you know, only you can prove existence initially just L1. Okay, you find a global solution. Combine the previous result and with this stability result. Now the second remark I would emphasize, if initial data are uniform bounded, then you can prove this solution actually recovers the original entropy solution. Okay, what I wrote to the set of entropy inequality. Okay, now just a few minutes, show you how useful this is. Okay, this idea is entropy dissipation. Basically, you remember, entropy dissipation, basically, I use MN, okay? Now, I get a little bit more information about N, because N have formula now. This is the main point, okay? Just a little bit more than sign. Then, in terms of proof, very simple, okay? It's just a formal proof. Start from you find, you see two measures, MN. Start of V, you find two measures, PQ. You remember this parabolic measure here. Then you define Q, this is called macroscopic contraction function. This kinetic function for U, kinetic function for V, multiple, this double, this multiplication of the two functions. So this is, of course, non-negative, okay? Because it became one minus one zero for that. Then you can prove that why this is nice, because you integrate with respect to sine, this is recovered to L1 now for that. It's very nice for that, okay? Now, idea is somehow very simple. You start from kinetic equation, you multiply sine function for the equation for u, then you get this nice formula here. Then put a sine function for this measure. Of course, in legal sense, you should be careful because the measure, this is, you know, jump function. Okay, we should legally prove for that, but this is a formula approved, just give you an idea. Anyway, you integrate both sides, you find this absolute value for this one equal minus 2, and this measure at the point cosine equals 0. Okay? The same for V, you can do the same, right? The same way. Okay? Because cosine 0 came from sine function. Okay? Sine integrating with the consumption of point cosine equals 0 for that. Okay, then you compute now another quantity because now we already compute this 2. Then we compute the third one, right? Third one, again, you just multiply kinetic equation for u by cosine v, chi cosine v. For kinetic equation for v by chi cosine u, then you add together, okay? Then it turns out you find this formula. Okay, then everything right hand side is the measure, and this is now coefficient here. Yeah, yeah. Then finally, I add together these three terms. Okay, what we find is very nice here. Is the following. You see, you add together before Aij, this is capital A. Aij is just the matrices, right? This is each entry here, AAU. Aij is the stuff, then minus those stuff for that. Okay? Now you relate to this chi function from definition chi function, take derivative with x will be delta function. This take derivative with xj will be another delta function. Multiply here. Then here, now I throw, because mp, they are non-negative, we throw away for this for this chi cosine case, okay? Then you keep some term here, then we'll eventually use definition of n. Measure this parabolic measure in and the q, then will be from definition, this will be beta ku, beta kv. Okay? So this are needed. If without this one, it will be more complicated. Now with these two terms, then add together, they actually exactly cancel each other. Okay? Be zero, exactly. Okay? So what is the conclusion? We get L1 stability for that. Okay? So main point here, you see, I really use a little bit information about this. In, okay, without this term, of course, we cannot get a sign on zero for that. We just use a little bit of information about entropy dissipation, then you give an answer. Prove very simple, and idea very. Of course, you want to legalize because everything. Now this is everything non-legalize, right? Because what it means delta function multiply delta function stuff. But you have to now how to legalize. You need a legalization. Okay, so basic idea you legalize each. You know, all those better than three-step legalization, then you take a limit. You can really legalize proof, okay? Just cancel each other, eventually it's really zero, okay? You get a little answer. Actually, we prove the stronger, okay? For any epsilon, actually, the same quality true for that, even. Okay, so I'll just give you just two examples. I want to just give you some information. You know, entropy for hyperbolic conservation law, or some part of solution containing discontinuity or illegal case, singular, some kind of singular case, you try to use some information about, you know, those kind of information, entropy dissipation will help you. For them, this is problems original, there are many papers about trying to prove L1 stability, but now we use this one, it's so simple to prove it. Okay, so this is, okay, so this is a message I'm trying to convey to you.
Assumptions on this measure M and N.
Yes.
How easy is to check them? So what are examples which you can, say porous medium equation you can do?
Yes, yes. Well, N you can always can get it, well, we have formula. Now M is difficult, reason because M, shock waves, basically for shock waves, could be dense somewhere, I mean, so it's very complicated. So far, what are we used in this proof, I just threw away, basically. You know, but I just use in, keep in terms here. Yeah. Now the question how to get more information about him, this is really interesting question is to there's some information, for example, you integrate, you know, global integrability about the aim, certain kind of information you can get. The question whether you can get some local information about the aim, it's always very difficult, for that. For scalar case, you can get some information about aim, But now for system, So this is another, this is really a good question, and it would be very interesting to get some information even about the aim, you know, get them, So.
It reminds me very much of actually of young measures and the Dehkhoorn's use of entropy reflux pairs.
Yes.
That is, T can control a young measure, which are some distribution of values of U.
Precise.
And he did that by constructing either Q pairs.
Precise.
In the U variable, which is the end. I can't articulate it quite yet, but there's some kind of parallel.
Right.
A kinetic theory analog, but it's not quite kinetic theory. It's actually very close to.
Where you come from this kinetic equation? From the entropy inequality. Okay, let me show you for that. Yeah, it's got a point, actually. Yeah, this is a good point, basically, maybe I'll write it down there, okay. Now, basically, idea follows, we get this entropy inequality here, right? Now, since eta arbitrary, so when particular case, you pick eta u, is eta u minus cosine. It's for any cosine, okay? So this is a convex. Of course, you have to, first, mostly the plasmatic limit, okay? Convex entropy. So you plug in, then got an inequality for there. What is corresponding to this, okay, this diverging. Maybe I'll skip that, just put something, right? So idea, where kinetic formulation came from where? For this equation, you take a derivative with cosine, both sides. Okay. Actually, this now, then what they found is this really chai. This is the motivation. Now, so originally for the entropy inequality, this is a measure, right? M plus N. This is main motivation here. Then take a derivative will be d cosine. This is where it comes from here. Then this really kinetic formulation here for that. Yeah. So from this then you can see this u and the cosine quite symmetric, basically here. For flux function, also symmetric. U and the cosine basically the same, you know, you can find it quite symmetric for that. But nice thing here now is this part because it's an arbitrary, you know, constant. Now, original here we know this is less than equal zero. Now you put this n measure, but you put the derivative outside, some you know, d cosine here. So this is one advantage. The second, of course, we know in formula, so give you an idea for that. This is. Prove how, for example, you want to prove like hyperbolic level, you want to prove unique ideas following. Of course, you first put a U here, you put a cosine, put a V. You know, U, V, then you V, U, then, you know, different points, then you integrate both sides. Yeah, this is, precisely what you said, So.
Yes. Yeah, the problem if U term, you know. Yeah, this is a problem, yeah. Well,
I see.
You put the, Well, we'll probably, could think about that. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Maybe a good idea, you know. So, if it's cosine, you should take Fourier transform. Yeah, okay, so this is, yeah, it would be interesting, yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you.